Oh God. Oh God. Oh. And if you don't believe in God, I don't believe in God, but it still is a handy reference for registering simple shock, doubt, and wonder. And sometimes, in the right hands, joy as well. But I had no idea what just happened there with Twitter. I kid you not. I kid you not. I was thinking, God, it's over. Twitter is over. It's finished. It's collapsed. And it's all because Wowzer was talking too much about shit food. That's what I thought. That was my first thought. And then I thought, no, it can't be because of Wowzer's shit food. It just must simply be because of the weight of words. The weight of words, you know, because where do all the tweets go? I mean, they obviously don't get put in a barge. They're obviously, the words on Twitter, that are said on Twitter, are put somewhere, and they aren't put on a barge and sent to Costa Rica. They're there, somewhere. And then I thought, well, so if everyone's gone, everyone that I was talking to is gone, I only have two things to remember them. I have an email of one Twitter person, and I have the name of Simon T. Key Shop. I thought, maybe I should run there. Not drive, because maybe there's been an electromagnetic thingamajig where all the power is going to be gone because of big spiders from like, you know, some kind of portal. So we should all meet at Simon T. Key's bookshop. And just as these thoughts were accumulating, just as these temporal pores of anxious sweat started to sort of drop down my countenance, I clicked and it was back again, and everyone was saying the same shit. But you know, it may have been good if Twitter had disappeared forever, because you know, for like about 30 seconds of the whole twitastrophe, I think is a proper word for it, you know, Hurricane Wowzer, I don't know. For about 30 seconds of that, I thought maybe my life will be getting back to normal now, and I'll be just sad in the normal sense and get on with things in normal sense. But it didn't, and you know, that was all she wrote.